Actually, half. Technically, half of the songs we're going to do here.
We can do math.
Are certainly in memory. We're going to play them Sunday morning also. They're fun and different type of songs. So, Brandon, you want to, let's see. I forgot. You lead us into this one, don't you?
I think so.
For Coal Miner's Door. Sing about it.
Well, I was born a coal miner's daughter.
We get to hear Melody twice. Isn't that exciting?
Double your pleasure, double your fun.
That's right. You want to set the helper in here? Well, okay, who else is joining? I see Kelsey on here. Pastor Larry's watching. Earl Winstead. And Greg Spears, too. Awesome. You guys can join along with us.
I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his and his love. I love to tell the story for those who know it best, seem hungering and thirsty to hear it like the rest. And when it seems of glory, I sing a story that I have loved so long. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old story of Jesus and his love.
Like Julie has joined us. Susie Mersch is watching. Sister Susie. Looks like I see Matt and Trevor's on here too. Welcome everyone. So got something really special here for you now. Rita is gonna bless us. Melody's gonna chime in. Next, I guess Rita's doing like the first half, you do the second half. Is that how it works? I can't remember how you guys figured it out. But it is all good. It is all special. We're going to be talking about God's peace here later. If you got any prayer requests, for those of you who haven't been with us before, we're taking prayer requests. Kelsey has already had a request in for her son, Jonah, who has a shunt in his head. He has something with something where some of the pressure needs to bleed off the brain. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. She had a fancy name for that. What was it?
A hydrocephalus.
That's it. That's it. Because she shared that with me earlier. So anyway, because he had a headache earlier, and mm-hmm. she was concerned, and looks like they're having some problems with the shunt. So, Lord, we're thanking you to take care of that, and just take care of that whole hydrosolus thing. That's mm-hmm. so it's got to go. And so, again, for anybody who's got prayer requests, drop them on there. We'll be lifting them as we go through. And
I do before I have to go.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
My sister had a total knee repair or replacement, I guess. So I just want healing prayers for her. She had just... I don't know. She done did it. And they send them home the very next day.
Wow. Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
No, it's not.
It's not amazing.
I shouldn't do that.
It's not amazing. They should stay just a little longer, huh?
It's a couple days.
Okay. All right, Karen, you want to start us off?
It must have been cold there in my shadow to never have sunlight on your face. You were content to let me shine, that's your way. You always walked a step behind, so I was the one with all the glory, while you were the one with all the strain. A beautiful face without a name, so long. A beautiful smile to hide the pain. Did you ever know that you're my hero? And everything I would like to be. I can fly higher than any.
Karen said it best when we were doing it earlier. Prom night. Prom night reminds us all of us from back in the 80s and 90s. Always hear that one on prom. Back in the day. Who else? Holly has joined us. Hello, Holly. Should we tell some stories here, Karen? Hey, that's the name of the song, right? But you can tell any stories you like back there if you want. Tell me the stories of Jesus I love to hear. Things I would ask him to tell me if he were here. Scenes by the way. Tales of the sea, glories of Jesus, tell them to me. Tell them to hear how the children stood by his knee. Oh,
the palm tree high in my hand. One of his heralds, yes, I would see. Proud his tolls on us, Jesus is King.
It's up there, but we made it. It's kind of an odd, I mean, it's in G, but it's kind of an odd singing thing. Hold on here a second, Brandon. Yeah. It's probably close enough. All right, last one we're going to do here before we get into a message. We got, oh, we're going to sing Wagon Wheel. Have some foam, some banjo. I haven't done this in a while here.
Rock me. last two lines of that verse got really great.
Well, who else has joined us here? I see Trevor's Holly. Let's see. I hear Trevor and Holly. Elvin.
He's the only one. And if I die, I don't even read between them.
Judy Rambo's watching. Judy was here singing. She was one of the trio singing here. God bless her. She can sing. That's right. Give me a second to switch microphones. We're going to get into a school. Thanks, Karen. Can you hear me now? Of course you can. Oops. Turn off that. That looks good. Let's bring this over here. Prayer requests. So here we are on a Thursday night. Good to see you. Glad you could be here. Yeah, indeed. It is good to be seen, isn't it? Good to be seen and all the other good stuff. Well, everybody's week decent? Other than celebration of life, but although that was celebratory. Sick. We need to be praying for you then. We will. Just junk or what? Kind of sinusy or all the respiratory stuff. We're going to lay hands on that then. Unless God, that stuff's got to go. But you're here. Even with all that, you're here. God bless you. It's the right place to be. The right place to be. I'm going to see Jesus set you free. So this morning when I posted on, I post scripture twice a day on Facebook. And this morning, when I posted scripture, God kind of led me to use that scripture, to share with that scripture. I got to turn my phone on here. For people who haven't been with us before, we take prayer requests. We're going to get a circle here later. Lift up your prayer requests. And in the process of doing that, I've got to bring it up on my phone so it doesn't magically scroll off. Okay. I think we are good. So this morning it was Ephesians 2. So in the morning I'll actually read part of the Bible, and then when I'm driving home I usually listen to the Bible. Typically, and it's part of the whatever reading plan I gave. So it's typically 15 minutes, 20 minutes, maybe sometimes. Just depends on how long the chapters are and what's part of the. Assignment, so to speak. Actually, I'm going to read some verses to kind of lead into the Jesus being our peace in Ephesians 2. So this is Ephesians 2, starting at verse 11. This is talking about being at one with Christ, because that's of course what we're all called to do. Which, and actually, just saying that reminds me, there was a guy on Facebook that posted something a few hours ago. He was talking about somebody that would come out and cut his yard, and you'd see him out there. It's that time of year, starting to cut grass and do all that stuff again. A young 20-year-old or so, and he shared that he went out and talked with him, and asked him if he needed anything, and he said, the guy said, the one thing I need is just somebody to talk to. Like, wow, just that, something that simple, right? Just something that simple. So he gave him his phone number and said, just call me anytime. And that's just being the hands and feet of Christ. That's just reaching out. That's fantastic. So verse 11 of Ephesians 2, one in Christ. Therefore, remember that formerly you who are Gentiles by birth and called uncircumcised by those who call themselves the circumcision that's done in the body and the hands of men, remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel and foreigners to the covenant of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. So essentially it's saying, hey, the Old Testament it was only for the Israelites, right? It was only for the Jewish people. He said, but now, in Christ Jesus, you who are once far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ Jesus. It's great. So at that point, that's saying, New Testament starts, right?
For he himself, verse 14, now this is what I wanted to get to, Ephesians 2, verse 14. For Jesus, he himself is our peace, who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier, dividing wall of hostility by abolishing in his flesh the law with its commandments and its regulations. And his purpose was to create in himself one new man out of the two, so the Gentiles, all right, and the Israelites, to bring them all together, thus making peace, in this one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. And he came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him we have access to the Father by one Spirit. That kind of summarizes the whole gospel there, right, doesn't it? It's like, okay, you know, we're going to take the old, we're going to take the people that God came to originally, the old and all the new, and we're going to bring them all together. I'm inclined to share with you a little more. So this is verse 19. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. So there it's just confirming, right? Everything's been built up to this point. And Jesus himself is the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. Peace. So many of us today just don't have peace, do we? I mean, you've heard many times I've shared my testimony. I dealt with years of that anxiety garbage and the like. There's no peace in anxiety. Zero peace in anxiety. I'm going to shut this off while I talk. So that anxiety garbage is just ridiculous, isn't it? It shouldn't happen. You shouldn't have to deal with it. No way, no how. But yet, the enemy finds different ways to go ahead and trick us and convince us that we need to keep focusing on everything but Jesus. So we get in a mode where we can't control anything, we can't keep track of anything, and everything spirals out of control, doesn't it? Been there, done that. Got the t-shirt. Not happy with it. Burned the t-shirt. Got too tired. Got too tired of playing around with all that. What are you doing? What? Melody. Oh, my. But yeah, God's peace. So it's good to be in God's peace. But you know, some of the just the simple things, just getting into God's Word every morning. And I prefer the morning just because that's kind of setting the tone for the day. That's how all that flies, how that comes together. So, who's got a good example of peace for me before we go into prayer requests? Anybody have any stuff that works for them for peace? Debbie's probably got something. Mom's probably got something. Yeah, you're going to start jury duty yesterday, and
I got a letter on Sunday that said I was dismissed.
And you got a letter on Monday that said you were dismissed from that. Then,
and that gave me great.
And that gave you a great peace. That's an excellent example. Thank you. That is, that's a good example. Only if she's cold. I turned off the air. But while we're hanging out over here, so what kind of prayer request? Other than your obvious, than Debbie's obvious with this, she's got some congestion, just some respiratory junk, right? How long has that been messing with you here? A couple days or? Since last Friday? Oh, yeah. Well, that respiratory garbage has got to go. Well, that's good. Rest helps. That's good. Thank you, Linda. So what else? So little baby Emerson, what she had to go to the hospital for, was it just similar, right? Elijah got it, but not as bad. That was respiratory garbage. What's that?
One year old.
Oh, they're 1 year old? Oh, yesterday was their birthday for the twins. Emerson and Elijah, how awesome. How awesome is that? And how's Sonia? Is she well? Is she doing all right? Is she staying healthy? Does she get the same stuff? She's healthy. Okay, well, we're lifting her up too, of course. This whole family for health. Health and healing for the family. Amen. Amen. Angels watching over me, my Lord, right? All night, all day. Thank you, Jesus. Anything else? Is it raining outside? It's raining, yeah. I thought I heard that. Yeah, it rains and then the birds shut up. Got some birds living in the edges here on both sides. They keep us entertained as they're coming to life. Hi, Linda. What can we lift up in prayer today?
Well, I have a joy.
A joy is awesome.
It could have been worse, but it was. After the butterfly show,
after your butterfly show, yeah? That was on Saturday, wasn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We just talked about he's on show Tuesday.
Right? Right.
So I lean over there.
There was a
blind notice. I didn't fall. But the table did. And all my stuff stood down.
Oh, like the leg came out off on the table or something and the table tilted? Is that what happened? Oh, I bet that was interesting. And you grabbed for things? Did you rescue things? Or did they just all slide onto the floor? So your joy is you didn't fall. Okay, didn't fall with the table. That's a good joy. Good protection. Protection against the fall. There's a lot to be said for that.
I laughed about it, but my friend don't laugh about
it. I'm glad you can laugh about it. That's awesome. These are good things. Oh, anything else?
I have a friend.
Sonia, yeah. Oh, really? One of the butterfly pieces is going up to said Piqua. Oh, really? So you've got a little, it's a little recording, so they can see you too?
No.
They just hear you? Oh, okay, but they have a recording of you speaking? Talking about your, what inspired you to create this butterfly artwork?
Yes.
Well, that's neat. That is neat. Neat stuff. The college in Piqua. I used to remember what that was. I want to say it begins with a W. But anyway, one of those colleges. One of those colleges. Neat. Were you up at the college? Have you been up there yet?
No.
Are you going to go up? Yeah, you should. Piqua's not. It's north of Dayton, so it's not terribly far away. Nice. Congratulations. That's a great thing. Steve, how are you? How are your parents? Schooling's going well? You passed your, what was it called? ITIL. Ah. Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. But you passed, though, finally. You did pass. Excellent. Nice. Holy smokes, that looks like a thick book, Steve. God's blessings to you, man, on that. It's a lot to study on the IT side. Oh, wow. A Well, that's awesome. And your parents, how are they?
Well, they're okay.
Mom knee, okay. Love to have her come in. Yeah? Okay. Yeah, we're still lifting her up then for that knee. You're going to Hilton Head in a month. Yeah, well then she needs to be able to walk around in Hilton Head and walk up and down the beach. Good. It's awesome. Sounds good, Steve. Thank you. Hi, Melody. Glad you could be here singing with us. Thank you. So that's my joy, Melody singing here with us. What are we lifting up, Melody? Your trip to Africa on June the 1st. Okay. So, all right. So Melody's prayer request is on Saturday. Melody and I are playing golf. Going to be playing golf in a company golf scramble, and yep, they God hears all prayers. So, she'll be in Zambia. No, she's not going to Uganda. No, she's going to Zambia with the University of Dayton. They go everywhere, right? Oh, boy, yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah. It's part of the University of Dayton with her, so. She's got some established stuff of that. But golf is fair. Okay. Anything else, Melody? No? All right. That's all good. Yeah. Yep. Last Friday? I'm losing track. Was it last Friday? Was your last day? Last Friday was. Okay. Or at least for the year. So we got another year coming up here. Okay. Hi, Mom. What's going on with you? Direction and wisdom is always good to seek. Congestive heart failure for Julie's Anchorage. Right. Find a part. I bet if you stop at Scott's shop, you can probably find something close. It's just like an elbow joint, right? I mean, come on. For his knee. Amen. Amen. All right, so Fred in the knees and Julie with congestive heart failure, okay. We're lifting all that. Matthew's dad. Was he actually in the hospital? Matthew McPeak's dad is in the hospital with cancer. With cancer anywhere specific, or did they just say cancer? I think it's pancreas. I think that might be right. Okay. Yeah, we'll lift him up. Lift up Matthew's dad, absolutely. Absolutely. Anything else in that row? We get to move to the most important row in the room. The back row. Gentlemen, how are things in the back row? We got Ed. Ed said he actually had a pacemaker put in, is that right? Okay. And did that seem to to mellow things out for him, as far as we know so far? Now we can set our watch by him, right? 60 beats of it. Yeah, Ed, remember, they usually come in threes. Yeah, Paul's got down to 35. That's plenty. How's his knee doing, did he say? Has it been getting... Some bearing with the knee, yeah, because the blood wasn't pushing through. Oh, that's good. That certainly is plausible. Let's see here. And how goes the rebirth of the Jeep? he had the transplant, as it was termed. Right. Done for the year. Or the semester, I guess, yeah. Because when do you start back up again? Done for the semester. August start again. And actually, Millie's yours in August also? I thought, okay. The way you said that, I thought not going. Okay. Anyway. That's how I heard that. Holy smokes. John Taylor is watching. Okay, now here's the cool thing with John Taylor watching. John Taylor right now is in Scotland. How about that? It's a 6-hour difference. So what time is it now? I didn't look. It's on my watch. Thank you. So plus 6. So it's like 1 in the morning or something, right? So for him. So. But remember, he's still on our body clock. You know, he just got there like yesterday. So yeah, go to bed, John. John Taylor works with me a lot on the HeavenWire, the internet that we get in here. So when I'm having issues, he's the guy I'm working with. But yeah. Oh, Karen actually has posted a prayer request for her back. Well, stick around, Karen. We're going to be getting a circle here in just a few minutes. So, Karen, for her back, and her mom, I guess, looks like is dealing with cancer. And also pray for fears and phobias. Yeah, we were talking about that earlier, about God's peace. So, Karen, if you can go backwards, and when this is done, go back and listen to what we shared with Ephesians 2, especially Ephesians 2, 14. In the next 6 verses or so after that, kind of get into God's peace. All right, so we got that. Anything else in the back row? Gravity still? You still beating gravity? Excellent. Oh, that's all good. Oh. So Scott's joy is stability. Or equilibrium. I'll go with equilibrium. Mental stability. That kind of goes for all of us, doesn't it? Oh man. Okay, let's see here. Let's see if I can't hit the right button on this and figure out how to move into our circle. Will the circle be unbroken? We got to do that song again, don't we? By and by, Lord, by and by. Everybody, don't you stand right here for me? We're over here. We're going to get Stephen over here. You get the official hold thing. You know what? I'll just go like this. There we go. Make life even easier. So it's all good, isn't it? Oh, so Lord, thank you for Thursday nights. We need to just haul a bunch of dirt in here and just do the cavalcade thing, right? The big trucks and they actually haul that in and out of those, don't they? Those Coliseums, isn't that amazing? A lot of work. It's a lot of work for that, but I guess it pays well enough. Those crazy shows, the big trucks, right? crushing big trucks and flipping and rolling, and it's guy's stuff, Melody. Oh, dirt don't hurt. That's right, dirt don't hurt. So, Lord, I thank you by your grace and mercy. And, Lord, I thank you that we know you hear our prayers. You know, for we're told in James 5:16 that the effective, fervent prayers of the righteous bring much. And, Lord, we know we are made righteous by our faith in Christ. And thank you for the great and wondrous things that we've seen, Lord. Lord, we're coming to you today lifting up so many. We're lifting up Kelsey, and especially for her son Jonah, who's been, who has a shunt that's relieving, had been since, I think since he's been young. There's an official term for that Reed was able to say, and I can't speak it, hydro something. Anyway, it's hydrocephalus. Thank you, Mom. I forgot there's another nurse in here. These nurses are all about that, aren't they? Thank you, Mom. It's right on the tip of my tongue. I couldn't say that. But he was having a headache, and you know, when they were in a shunt, they get concerned with that. And it turns out, looks like they might have a partial blockage there. So, Lord, we're thanking that that's open and that the source of that is just taken care of. He shouldn't have to be dealing with any of this stuff. So I thank you, Daddy, for his name's Jonah. Thank you, Lord, for Jonah's full healing and for Kelsey and family's healing. Kelsey, you may recall, we've been lifting her up. She's been dealing with Lyme disease, anxiety, just a lot of junk. So, Lord, I thank you. Thank you for healing for that family and for perfectly perfect. And, Lord, we're lifting up Patty's nephew. He's around 18, I think, maybe. I think he's around 18. He actually has had an operation on his stomach. I think he had some type of they were concerned with some type of tumor or something. They're looking at it now. They've removed it. But they just did that today. So, Lord, we're thanking you for a good report that he is healed. He is fully made whole. And, Daddy, we're thanking you that Ed is taken care of. Got that pacemaker. We can set our watches by him now. And that blood flow through his body just brings the rest of the healing to that knee that we had prayed for and seen happen. And speaking of knees, Rita's sister had her knee replaced. So, Lord, we thank you for just supernaturally fast healing for that. And, Lord, for Debbie, and it sounds like for Emerson and Elijah, all kind of dealing with the same respiration, and Sonia too, yeah, just dealing with all this respiration garbage, respiratory junk. So we're going to go ahead and definitely be laying hands for Debbie here when we get done with our prayers in this circle and just see the power of God go. Oh, thank you. Yeah. For the Wilma Spurlock family, yeah, for the grandchildren and the children. Actually, I had recorded that for them also, both video and audio. It's on the website, and I sent the link to Stella. I'm connected with her on Facebook, and I told her we're going to play in that music on Sunday, and she's going to try and be here. Her daughter Stella, yeah, correct. So we're hoping she'll be able to join us. That's good, yeah. Yeah, that's a lot for a woman to leave us of. And for the family, the Randy Anderson family. He's been here in a few years, of course, but that's nevertheless, he's loved. And he's remembered. Lord, I thank you for great joys that Linda shared with us. The joy of being able to stay standing when things around you fall. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And the joys of being blessed having your butterfly artwork going up to Piqua, that college in Piqua, for it to be with an audio, like a little audio recording too, where you're describing all what's going on. That's neat. Nice. That's a great blessing. It's a great blessing. Great honor. So Lord, I thank you. Thank you for all that stuff. Thank you for Brother Steve. God bless you, man. You made it. Mm-hmm. You made it through that ITIL. Did I say that right?
Yes.
The ITIL, all this IT stuff, man, and blessings for you working on the next one. There's a lot to it.
It might be DevOps next, but I have money to spend. It's not enough money. It's a big problem.
Yeah, not enough money coming in to go out. I get that.
Right.
I get that. That's how it flies. So this is good. But we thank you, Lord, for blessings and for your parents, especially for your mom, for her knee, that they're just healthy and ready to go to Hilton Head next month, all right?
About July.
July? Okay. July. That'll be good. So thank you, Lord. They're fully healed up by then. Lord, I thank you that Melody could be here with us today and help just bless us in song. I thank you for for the great works you're going to do through her and others as they go to the Zambia. And just get to experience, a country where it's the polar opposite, really, of what we have here. You know, so many things we take for granted here. She's going to be seeing a lot, and I thank you that your light, Lord, your light within her just shines and shines beautifully. And I thank you, Lord, that our light so shines with us on Saturday too, as we're chasing around a little white ball and hopping in a little cart and chasing the ball and then picking up the ball. Anyway, it's all good. It's all good. It's all fun. Lord, I thank you that Mom's here tonight. Thank you for direction, for wisdom, for peace, all the things that just can kind of pile up. And Lord, we're lifting up my Aunt Julie Zankert. You know, this congestive heart failure. We just speak just a new heart for her, Lord. You know, your Word of God tells us that God tells us He'll replace our heart of stone with a stone of flesh. And while that particular verse is speaking more on our attitudes, hey, we'll take it literal. We'll take it literal too. So thank you, Lord. Just give her a new heart. And thank you, Lord, that Fred gets his spare part that he might find over in Scott's garage. Get that knee working. 24-year-old knee replacement. Huh? It lasted this long. Well, this is good. Lord, we're lifting up Matthew McPeak's dad, who's dealing with cancer. So we just come against his cancer, Lord, and thank you just for great health and resurrection healing as his body is made fully whole. So, Lord, I thank you for that great miracle, the great miracles indeed, because our God is able, our God is good. Thank you, Lord, that both Brandon and Melody both have made it through another year of school. Woo! And get ready for another semester to start up. Great blessings and protection for your entire body, especially those hands in dealing with your transplant of your Jeep transplant.
I still have 9 fingers.
Okay.
What? What happened?
Pulling an engine and transmission and everything out of one vehicle and sticking in another.
We'll get to you.
You take care of it. That's right. He took care of it all. So nothing's impossible for God, right? Nothing's impossible. And Lord, I thank you. We had a request from Karen through Facebook. Karen is asking for prayers for her back. So Lord, we're speaking just peace, God's peace and strength through her back as everything just calms down and all that pain goes away. And her mom's been dealing with cancer. And Lord, we thank you that cancer is crushed, just crushed and gone in the name of Jesus Christ. And I thank you, Lord, for equilibrium. Equilibrium. The ability to stand spiritually and physically and in drums. So, Lord, I thank you. Did I miss anything? Anything else, guys? In the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We have to pray for this young lady. Get all this. Debbie, you want to come up here? Do you want to stand or sit? What's your pleasure? She likes to sit. Excuse me, let me grab a chair. She likes to sit. Well, we're going to have her sit. I'm going to have you sit right here, please. We're going to go ahead and let's see all this lift up. Okay, folks, whoever wants to come around and pray for Debbie, we're going to see all this stuff taken care of, right?
Yes.
All right.
All the junk.
All the junk's got to go. All the junk's got to go. So, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you by your grace and mercy. I thank you, Lord, that Debbie's made fully whole. These things that have been messing with her for, gosh, almost a week now. We come against it, commanding they bow. So, Lord, we speak your life, your strength, your glory power, the glory power of Yeshua Christ Jesus, from the top of her head, Lord, down through the soles of her feet, as the sinuses now relax and receive, and just receive peace, just the entire body, everything where the air flows through her body, Lord. the entire body, mind, and spirit, Daddy. I thank you. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Guys, repeat this after me. So this healing belongs to Debbie.
Debbie,
because of what Jesus has done. That's right. We just speak peace. We speak peace. We speak peace. That's right. So respiratory system, this all this infirmity, go right now. Just go. Get off her right now. Off her right now as everything just loosens up. Loosens up, Lord. I thank you for perfectly perfect. Perfectly perfect, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Debbie, you are made worthy by Christ. Your faith in Christ makes you worthy. For our God is awesome. He's amazing. And many times, how many Jesus say it, right? Your faith has set you free. You know, he talks about the prayer of the faithful. I know such great faith and how you just walk it out. Enemy's just trying to distract you. And it's not allowed. This is an illegal attack. And we bind it. We command it bow. We command it go. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for perfectly perfect. All right, take a couple deep breaths, please, and just tell me what's changed. Not wheezing, good. Okay, still feel a little tight, or what's it feel like? Okay, all right. Well then, Lord, I thank you for what you've given so far. And Daddy, I thank you right now for a finished job. 100%, perfectly perfect, perfectly cleared. This stuff's just gone. Gone right now. Right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Yeshua Christ Jesus. But Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Jesus, for perfectly perfect. Take a breath again, please. Getting there? Anything left? Any tightness? Anything else we still have to hit? Breathe through your nose. Is there any clogginess or anything left in there? Okay, let's all right. So, Lord, I thank you. The lungs are cleared up. I thank you, Lord. Now the sinuses just open up. Open up. I'm going to get something for her. I'm going to get a Kleenex for her. Let's see. Is there one nearby? We're going to get one for you. We're going to get one. Everybody's has got it. We're going to get one for you here because you're going to end up blowing your nose here because just blow this stuff out. But hold on. Okay, so hold on here. All right, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that nothing is impossible for you. And Daddy, I thank you for what you've given so far. Lord, I thank you that the sinuses must obey, for it is written that every knee must bow to me, says the Lord, and every tongue must confess to God. So, Lord, I thank you. We command this body, obey right now and relax. Relaxing is submission to the authority of Christ and to the healing power of Jesus Christ. So, sinuses, you must now relax and be loosed and opened in the name of Jesus. If you feel like you need to blow it, blow it. Loosed. Be loosed. Thank you, Jesus. Be loosed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Where are we at, sweetheart? Where are we at? What's going on? You can breathe. That's good. Excellent. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you've given, and thank you for the rest. Thank you, Jesus. All right, you're going to have an awesome rest tonight. You're going to wake up perfectly perfect. The enemy is not going to steal your joy because you carry so much joy. So God bless you. God bless you, sweetheart. God bless you. Yeah, fresh one to get the rest out. Good move, Bruce. Good move, Bruce. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, good. You're feeling the Holy Spirit fire purifying and cleaning it up. Thank you, Jesus. Your faith has set you free. God bless you, Debbie. That's awesome. Linda, we get to say goodbye to everybody.
Bye. Thank you. Oh, we got something.
What'd you forget?
Amen.
That's right. What the people say, amen, right? All right. God bless you guys. Glad you could be with us. Hope to see you next week. Remember, your healing belongs to you because of what Jesus has done. Have a great week.